This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrip at 800-476-6683.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
This is Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week in a way that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
Hey, 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 Richmonders, all you Wahoos and ACC fans out there, Who's Talking is on the air. How about Net and Apples right there? We got Hobbo in studio.
Yeah, a little return tonight before we take another sabbatical until August. But
Hobbo,
I know the Richmond, well, that's true. The Richmond radio audience has desperately missed us, so this is
important relief for the listeners
out there.
They're so lonely. They've missed Who's Talking. All right. We have a great show tonight. We've got none other than Jeff McDonald. And, you know, when he wasn't blocking for George Welsh and the Wahoos back in the day after transferring from the ultimate party school, Hawaii, where he actually started studying at UVA, and then he went to law school. Hobbo?
He did. And
practices law right here in Richmond.
Done extraordinarily well in the Richmond legal community.
His practice is exploding.
Normally, I would question someone that transfers from Hawaii. It's usually a pretty good gig over there, but he wanted to play big-time football, so he needed to come back to Virginia. But at any rate, and terrific, maybe as good a weekend as Virginia's had in recent years with the tennis. Props to them. National title, number 33 in the Virginia history,
Number six for Virginia tennis, but number 33 for the University of Virginia, which is not too shabby.
Not at all, and the second this academic year, and maybe we'll add another one next Monday. Who knows?
Lacrosse. I think my lacrosse team can do it.
But lacrosse, a great victory over Georgetown, and baseball sweeps Georgia Tech and wins the Coastal Division title for the first time since 2011. So
you know,
just
I
a
think
terrific
the
weekend.
I think the baseball team is going to end up hosting a super regional, and that's pretty sweet.
Absolutely.
Brian O'Connor is one of our favorite coaches, and we love what he's done with UVA baseball. And without further ado, let's bring on Jeff McDonald. And we also need to tease the fact that David Sloan is joining us in the second half hour after Boyd Rawls does the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. But we're delighted to have Jeff McDonald on the air. Jeff, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Frank. How are you doing?
We're doing better now that you're there. I'm glad you called in. And you know, I did want to have to call Josephine Roebuck tonight and beg her to keep harassing you to make sure you made the call. So.
Well, you know, Jeff, this is Hobbo, but taken me a while. I'm a slow learner, but Frank has talked offensive line for 14 years now. So you're a former offensive lineman. Tell us about the Who's. How's the offensive line going to be this year, in your opinion?
Man, that's a really good question. That's what everybody wants to know. Most people are asking me about the new quarterback. You know, how good is Tony Musket?
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell them is that really doesn't matter how good he is. What matters is how good the offensive line is.
Yes.
We saw what happened to Brennan Armstrong, 2021. He had a great year. That he was on a short Heisman list before 22, and then what happened? His six offensive line starters left. And then he was left with a bunch of backups. And, you know, at this level, there's a huge difference between, you know, a starter and a backup. And so he looked very average last year. And I think he, as I understand it, he chose to leave, which is fine. But the question is, how good is our offensive line? Well, it's kind of, you know, good news, bad news thing. You know, one, the transfer portal hit us, so we lost three projected starters. But keep in mind, guys, the transfer portal, it's a double-edged sword. And so we got three new guys in, and these three new guys actually look pretty solid. One guy came from Houston. He's got a great name. It's Nana Nagana, I believe, or Ghana Nana.
You got a Nana.
And this guy looks great. He got a whole bunch of big-time offers coming out of high school. He went to Houston, and now he's coming to UVA, or he's at UVA. We also got a transfer from Penn State, a big guy, Jimmy Crist, 6'6". So that looks good. There's another transfer who could be decent, and I'll just put an asterisk next to this. He's a Dayton transfer, Brian Stevens.
Yes.
He was rated the number one guard in the FCS level by Pro Football Focus. Now, we all know it's a lot easier for a skilled player to move up than a lineman to move up because, you know, the size and strength difference. But this guy looks pretty good. So we've got three solid guys coming in. And honestly, we've got three solid guys who are coming back. I mean, three starters or projected starters. And so we had, you know, three out of five of our primary starters are coming back. Ty Furnish at center. Yep. Who had a great spring. Derek Devine, who not only has a great name, he's a very solid guard. And Jonathan Leach at tackle is looking really good. I've been hearing a lot of good things about Mikhail Boley at right tackle. In fact, I think our new coach, Coach Heffernan, is very high on Mikhail Boley and Furnish, who's playing center. While I mentioned Hef, I think that's really one of the bright spots is that we've got a real seasoned offensive line coach who's, you know, he's had some stints in the NFL. I think he was at the Bills and the Detroit Lions. He was at Stanford and Michigan. I mean, so he really is used to coaching up high-level offensive line. And so I feel good about that. But it's like it's going to be a slow boil. You know, it's not like cooking brownies. It's going to take time for them to come together. And so the big question is, have they had enough time since the spring to get together and bond and do things on the field and off the field together? But I think on paper and in reality, we have potential to have a strong line.
So Crist had an older brother who played at Virginia before him, and Crist committed to Virginia and then decommitted and went to Penn State. It's good that he's back. He's a big kid. Brian Stevens was a good get from Dayton, and by all accounts, number 71, Ugana Nanana, he's penciled in already as a starter. So they're expecting Crist at one tackle, Nanana at the other, Stevens at a guard. Furnish has to hold weight. He hasn't been able to keep his weight up. He's good at the reads and letting the rest of the offensive line know where's the Mike linebacker and all that stuff. He's very good at that. He's a bright kid, and I thought he performed pretty well. But he's very light. It says here on the spring game roster. It says he's 6'3", 279, and that's not true.
He could come to us. We could help him how to keep our weight up.
I tell you what, if he hung out with Frank and Haba, we could get him up to 310.
Yeah, we'd get him stronger.
Listen, we know where the best buffets are. Mm-hmm. And, you start drinking milkshakes at night, you gain weight. Now, listen, you didn't mention tight ends. Virginia has all three tight ends coming back. And that's the other lineman that is so important. Grant Mish is back, and he can't catch a lick, but he can block. He's a big kid. He's 6'5", 247. This is 6 year. If he doesn't know how to block down and help that double team, forget it. I want to also mention my favorite player, and he will be a factor this year for Tony Muskie. He's going to be that relief valve at Sacketwood, number 44, and he looked great in the spring game. He caught some balls, broke some tackles. And one time he was running wild down the left sideline like a man possessed. I see good things in his future. Josh Rawlings, number 89, from Pittsburgh, his fourth year. For goodness sakes, let's see the potential we heard about when he was a high school star. I'm tired of waiting for potential. This is this is going to be his year. So if those three guys, and, you know, Virginia can go that double tight end jumbo package and get at least two of these guys on the field, you know, Virginia's going to be tough. They're going to, I think there's a chance that these guys by the fourth or fifth game are going to look pretty good. The question is, can everybody keep their beep together, right, and not lose their minds when we struggle against Tennessee and well, unfortunately, Maryland's coming to Charlottesville. I don't, whoever scheduled that should be shot, just on principle.
Well, actually, we're at Maryland, so that's a road game, too.
God. Shoot him twice. After he falls down from the wall, pick him back up, shoot him again.
Somebody doesn't like Tony Elliott that put together that schedule. Jeff, that's a good point. Is it possible what Frank's saying that, you know, expectations for this year are pretty low, so maybe it's easy to exceed expectations, but what would you consider to be a successful year this year?
You know, that's a good question. I would like to do better than we did last year.
Yes.
I mean, if we could, you know, if we can win, you know, if we could bat 600, that would be awesome. I think that would probably be a win given our low expectations. But keep this in mind. You know, we've had, you know, a tough couple years. Probably, you know, the toughest couple years that any program has had in recent memory. And I think I would be remiss by not saying that, you know, we were all deeply touched and moved by the way Roger Goodell and the NFL honored Deshaun and Lavelle and Devin by making them honorary first picks in the draft. It reminded us that, hey, you know, there are more important things in football. Don't get me wrong, I love winning football games. I mean, there's a lot of things on the field, off the field, that everyone's talking about. We hate getting out recruited by our competitors. We hate not having the same kind of money. I hate to say buy these players, but I heard one of the coaches when he came to Richmond was talking about how at UVA we're not going to abandon the amateur collegiate model.
Right.
And I really think that horse already left the barn. And I think you were actually at that meeting.
Yes.
That meeting, Frank. So I'd love to get together with you. I've got some great ideas on how we can get to that benchmark that we discussed, that we, you know, to where we can really start enticing top level players to us. I love what you said, and this is a little bit of a segue here. I love what you said about the importance of tight ends being able to block. In fact, all the tight ends who make it to the NFL, they could do two things. They can catch and block. And so we have an offensive lineman football camp that is coming back to Richmond after a three-year hiatus. This will be our 10th year.
How exciting!
It would be our 14th year, but we had to take a break during COVID. But we're coming back. It's called Derby Camp Richmond, and it's been in Hawaii for 30 years. The head coach is Brian Derby. He was my roommate at the University of Hawaii many years ago, but he's been training offensive linemen, like I said, for 30 years. I think you all have noticed how most NFL teams have at least one or two very large Polynesian gentlemen on their team.
Yes.
Most of them are offensive linemen. At least half of them have been through his camp and now our camp, because we're blessed to have it coming to Richmond. So if you guys are, and anybody out there in radio land knows of any big kids who want to improve their blocking skills, this camp really does teach the technical tools for the trenches and helps teams get better. And I would go out on a limb and say the team that sends the most players to our camp year in and year out usually win a state championship that year.
Wow.
That's why the offensive line is so important. And so you can have a great quarterback. You could have great running backs, but if you don't have blockers, you're just not going to do that well. You're not going to break 500.
No,
Jeff,
you're not.
Tell us again what the date is on that camp.
Oh, yes, the date of Derby Camp, the offensive lineman football camp, it is July 11th through the 14th. It is for players 8 to 18. We get the young kids started in the morning when it's a little bit cool. And then we bring the older kids out later on in the early afternoon. And if you're interested in signing up, just go to derbycamprichmond.com.
How do you spell that? Is it D-E-R-B?
It's DERBYCAMP, Derby Camp.
Yes. You know, we'll try to beat that drum a little bit, and maybe I can get that up on the Twitter, and we'll try to beat the drum on that for you. And I'm so delighted, and, you know, I couldn't agree more. The tight ends are crucial, and Virginia has three very experienced tight ends. They've got to help Tony Meskett and the running backs. And I just got word before we came on the – or as we came on the air that Derek Devine actually has retired from football. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so and I don't think they made a big fuss about that. But, you know, there's other kids that are ready to go, and, you know, they're going to get their chances. I mean, Bowley and Furnish are going to play. Let's see here. Justice Johnson was playing center, but they've played him at guard.
Yep.
Luke Johnson has played some. Hold on, there was one more kid that came to mind. Charlie Patterson. Oh, Blake Steen. I've heard some good things about him. He's huge. He's like, he's the guy that never missed the buffet line. He's 6'5", 340. He'd give you a run for the money. So, you know, there's enough guys there. Now, the problem is they got to stay healthy. Like Jimmy Crist and the other young man from Dayton.
Stay healthy, and as Jeff said, you got to build chemistry with your offensive line out there.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we got to let you go. We're coming up on the break. I want to thank you.
Thank
you,
Jeff.
Please thank Joe.
Thank you, guys. Thanks,
Jeff. He's my hero.
Thanks, Frank.
Take care, Joe. All right, we come back on the other side. We got Dr. Boyd Rawls. Stay with us. Who's Talking is rolling tonight.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
It's tournament time, and Mosquito Squad is a proud member of Who's Talking. Mosquito Squad has you covered for all your mosquito and tick control. Most other companies charge extra for ticks, but we don't at Mosquito Squad. No contracts with 100% satisfaction guarantee is why Richmond loves us. We even have all natural options available. New clients receive first treatment for $39. Call the squad at 804-409-2710 or go to mosquitosquad.com and fight the bite.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobble-Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Who's talking at you here tonight? Frank and Hobbo in studio with our buddy Linnell, producer engineer tonight, as he has been throughout all of season 14. Does a terrific job, and this is our final show. Hard to believe it's been 14 years, but we'll begin season 15 on August 28th.
Can you believe it, Hobbo?
So it's a long time. I've you know, my back hurts because I've carried you for 14 years now.
Hey, Boyd, if you believe that, I'll sell you some land
Boyd,
in Arizona.
I know you're a wrist-hand guy. How are you with back pain? I got a bad back because of Kerry and Frank here.
Yeah. I got some good buddies who love that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's poppycock. If you've ever heard poppycock, I would call it something else, but I like to keep my license. All right. Boyd, I just got off the phone a little while ago with Chris Wright of the Sabre. Chris Wright was telling me about a guy named Lachlan who he retired from football and left the team. And unfortunately, Derek Devine did the same thing. Now, to my knowledge, Derek Devine did not get hurt. I think he got beat up almost every day in every game and didn't want to get beat up anymore. So he retired from football. But, you know, a lot of football players have to deal with back injuries and without going into any great depth, I know young Lee Dudley, who was a long snapper, had to deal with some back issues from weightlifting. He also had to deal with a shoulder thing from trying to reach out to block somebody who was trying to rush the punter. And you know, those injuries tend to happen all the time to those specialists. Talk to us a little bit about these young men that have to deal with, you know, some back issues early in life.
Yeah, I mean, it's the way that the spine and the back, you know, work, it's a very complex joint, I guess, if you want to call it that. I mean, you've got 5 lumbar vertebrae, 12 thoracic vertebrae, and 7 cervical vertebrae, and there's a disc between each of them, nerves that exit each side, and, you know, not only that, but all the muscles that stabilize all those vertebrae and kind of keep the normal alignment. And, you know, the injury spectrum certainly ranges from, you know, pulled muscles, things like that. You know, sometimes there's hernias people can get around some of the muscles in the back to, you know, more acute things like a, you know, ruptured disc or, you know, radiculopathy or, you know, pinched nerve due to something like that. Or
disc compressions. I've heard about a lot of disc compressions.
Yeah.
They get pinched almost. And then it's very painful, and it takes them quite a while to get out of it.
Nerve exposure, if that happens, that's the problem.
Pablo has no nerves.
Things where it's an inflammatory, you know, kind of thing with some damage to the disc that, you know, even if it's not, a lot of times the disc will sort of bulge out and contact a nerve root and cause, you know, pain and numbness and sometimes weakness down an arm or a leg. But, you know, even absent of that, I mean, sometimes these things are painful for a long time.
You know, Boyd, I'm sure during the football season, even with high school kids, you know, a lot of guys get their hands stepped on or something like that. So you got to see a lot of hand, wrist, finger type stuff during the football season in your own practice, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Most of that stuff's reasonably simple, you know, but my goal usually is to, you know, of course, you know, treat them with the absolute sort of standard of care and, you know, compassion that we have at Ortho Virginia, but also, you know, to kind of weigh, you know, where they are in their season, you know, how important it is for them to, you know, take some time off, or if they can safely play and they're, you know, kind of getting them back in a timely manner to, you know, be able to compete.
Well, you know, we probably have other things, but you and Dr. O and Jody, you've been terrific all year, and Ortho has been with us since day one. So Frank and I can't begin to tell you how grateful we are to you all for your contributions and your support through the years.
Well, we appreciate it, too.
We've had a lot of fun, Boyd, with all your segments, and we wish you the best this summer. I enjoyed seeing you and your son recently at a local sporting goods store, and I think your child looked very happy to me. Dad's going to buy me some new gear.
That's right. Yeah, he's big for his size. So.
Well, I like that. I don't know what you're feeding him. Keep it going. UVA needs all the help they can
get. I like
that.
He's big for his size. You know, I'm going to use that in the future. I'm big for my size.
Well, you know that little decal on the side view mirror. You know, objects are larger than they appear. That's Hobo in studio for me.
That's true. Well, it's just my image and reputation. It's larger than life. That's what he's talking about here.
Thank you, Boyd.
All right, y'all have a good night.
All right, we're going to jump to a commercial break here, and we really do appreciate Ortho Virginia and Boyd and Jody and Dr. O. And coming up here in the next segment, we've got David Sloan. So stay with us. We're going to talk lacrosse. We're going to talk baseball. We're going to talk football. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stay with us.
In 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit Virginia Athletics Foundation. Saber.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces. Whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and Blue, serving you since 1968.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, everybody should get on the Wahoo Magic Bus, baby. And you talk about a weekend. UVA baseball claimed the Coastal Division title and the number two seed in the ACC tournament, which begins tomorrow.
Although Virginia plays on Wednesday.
Okay, stop doing that.
Oh.
Stop, you're fired.
Yeah.
UVA lacrosse team crushed those nitwits from Georgetown that were bad-mouthing Virginia in the handshake line after the game. Let me tell you something. After you lose a game, you shake hands and say, good game, and go to your locker room. They were talking trash to the Virginia players.
It's a little late at that stage.
Yeah. The UVA tennis team crushed the number three in the nation, Ohio State Buckeyes, 4-0. And I've watched some of the highlights of that. And let me tell you, the Virginia players had the eye of the tiger. And that was a repeat, and that was the number six NCAA championship for the men's tennis team and the number 33 in UVA athletic history.
That's a big for me because that was my jersey number. So, unfortunately, it may disappear in a week. We may have title number 34, and that's a good segue to David Sloan. Let's start with lacrosse, David, frequent guest of Who's Talking. Happy to have you back. Let me ask you this. Schellenberger had 10 points on Saturday, 6 goals and 4 assists. I'm not the brightest bulb in the shed. So what does that – is that like a 40-point game in basketball? How would you describe that?
Pretty much, yeah. That's pretty rare air to score 10 points in a lacrosse game. And, you know, he's becoming what was it Reggie Jackson with the Yankees was Mr. October, and Connor Schellenberger is becoming Mr. May.
Yes.
So he seems to save a lot of his best for the month of May.
You know, let's talk about Connor a minute. You were a high school referee in lacrosse. Did you ever referee one of his games?
I did referee a couple of his games when he played at St. Anne's, for sure. Yep. They had a very elite attack at that point in time. And, you know, he originally committed to Hopkins.
What a terrible idea that would have been.
Yeah, I can't remember if Lars Tiffany being hired was the reason he changed his mind or if he just decided he wanted to stay in Seville and play for the Hoos.
You know, I knew a lot of people that follow high school lacrosse very carefully, and they always tell me these hot tips all the time. And I'll never forget, people were talking to me about Connor from years ago because I think he committed when he was pretty young. But I think the thing that I kept hearing was, well, he may not be that big. He's not built very solid. Not sure how fast he is. And, you know, I've watched him over these years, and I believe him, if I'm not mistaken, he just graduated. He's going to come back and play another year because he redshirted. But I've watched him from the beginning. I said he glides. First off, he has a burst when he needs it, and he has an excellent hesitation move, and he has all the little stickwork tricks known to man. In fact, Paul Carcaterra was interviewing him this weekend, and we saw a special on all the little moves he had, and it was fantastic watching him talk to Carcaterra about that sequence of moves he likes to use. And so when you saw him play way back in the day, did he strike you as a guy that could be essentially the straw that stirs the drink?
Well, I think what Connor brings to the table is just he's got insight into the game way beyond his years, even in high school. And that was what college coaches saw in him, the potential that he had. He's got a keen eye for a feed. He's very deceptive. His, like you just said, he doesn't strike you necessarily as the fastest kid on the field, but he's got these great bursts. He knows when to stutter step. He just knows his way around the crease and, you know, distributes the ball well. And, you know, talking about size, I mean, still, the size of these defensemen in D1 lacrosse is pretty amazing these days. But, you know, if you look at the Slim Reaper and Connor Schellenberger on the offensive end for the Hoos, you know, they've both had great seasons. And, I think Georgetown went to shut the Slim Reaper down, and that's what opened the door up for Connor, and he took advantage of it and made Georgetown pay. So.
Hey, David, let's look ahead to Saturday, 2:30, ESPN2, Notre Dame. How hard is it to beat somebody three times in one year?
I think it's one of the harder challenges in all of sports. Habo, you know what it's like playing in the ACC in basketball. And, to go in there and meet and beat a very solid and hungry Notre Dame team. You know, Kevin Corrigan built that program from the ground up. He's been there 35 years. You know, they want to taste that championship trophy. They know they got to face a very good Virginia team. And obviously, I don't think we embarrassed Notre Dame in either one of our games. They could have gone either way. But I think the margin of victory looked a lot bigger than it really was. This is a good lacrosse team. And anybody that follows a game of lacrosse knows it all comes down to the goalie. So, you know, their goalie's playing exceptionally well. Our goalie's playing exceptionally well. I liked what Lars said about making an adjustment on defense against Georgetown and starting to play a little more close-in defense instead of spreading out and making Georgetown's cannons, as they call them, the guys that shoot from pretty far out, make them shoot the ball. And Nunes was picking those up rather well. And that was the difference in that game, is that adjustment Lars made at halftime in my opinion. So,
right, so Nunes had arguably two of his best games against Notre Dame, and I think he will be the difference, as will Petey LaSala, the faceoff specialist, because if Virginia controls, if they can win the majority of the faceoffs, and if Nunes can see the ball the way he was seeing, particularly in South Bend just a few weeks ago, I don't see why Virginia can't beat those guys again. I don't think the Virginia players are intimidated by the Irish at all. I think the big game is going to be the finals on Monday when Virginia plays Duke again, because that's going to be a slugfest.
Well, and you know that you take them right now. You take them one game at a time, and focusing on the Irish and knowing what the task is at hand. And you're right; you got to have the ball. Petey LaSala has been as good as anybody all year long. Virginia's had some guys emerge, you know, throughout the course of the season that have taken on different roles than they've had in the past. And you know, they're a dangerous team. You know, they are loaded on offense, and I think that. Not taking anything away from Penn State, but, I mean, you know, it's great to have three ACC teams in the lacrosse Final Four. And, listen, you touched on it, Frank, when we, you know, when you started this segment. Virginia Athletics, I cannot remember a grander time when the athletic program overall, I mean, you got the Kevin Sauer and the women's rowing team.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, they've only won 22 out of the last 23 ACC championships. Two national championships. Got Brian O'Connor doing another outstanding job with the baseball team.
Let's talk about baseball.
To the NCAA, you know, lacrosse playoffs. I mean, there's and the kids are graduating at a 95% clip. I think at the last statistic I read. I mean, they're just good kids, and they go to class and they give back to the community. I mean, I just don't think it can get any better. And I only have UVA to look at. I'm not out there comparing it to other schools. I'm sure there are a lot of great programs out there. But, I mean, Carla Williams is doing a fabulous job, and I think top to bottom. And I think Tony Elliott's a quality guy, and he's going to navigate the uncharted waters to getting UVA football back on a successful track. I think our coach Mox with the women's basketball team has had an incredible off season with recruiting and with the transfer portal. Things are in good shape up there at the JPJ and the McHugh Center up there, and the new football facility is going up. It's an exciting time to be a Wahoo.
And I want to point out a couple things real quick with baseball. You touched on it. The player of the year was just announced, Kyle Teal of UVA. He hit .441 this year, and he's a catcher. He's like only the third catcher to ever be named player of the year in the ACC. Virginia had 44 wins going into the tournament. And for Virginia, they don't play on Tuesday. They play Georgia Tech at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, and then they play Carolina at 3 o'clock on Thursday. So it's going to be a very busy week, and Virginia is expected to advance past Georgia Tech and UNC from Pool B to make the semifinals, and anything can happen in the semifinals. I want to point out real quick that a number of people made first team All-ACC in baseball. Jake Geloff, the home run hitter at third base. Ethan O'Donnell, outfielder, made first team. Griff O'Farrell from Richmond, Virginia, and Sade Christopher's shortstop. He's only second year at UVA. First team All-ACC, and of course Kyle Teal at catcher. So,
and they're playing really well. I mean, they swept Louisville at home and then swept Georgia Tech, so they swept their last two ACC series with a couple of non-conference wins in there, so they're playing very well going to the postseason.
All right,
a lot of NCAA Division I baseball teams that would love to win 44 games.
That's right.
Yeah, that's just one off the school record of 45 that they had won, I think, two or three times previously. But, yeah, another great season for Brian O'Connor and his group.
I would love nothing better than for those guys to get to Omaha again and see what happens. Regardless, they've had a great year, and he's a great coach, and they're great kids. You know, they really are. They really contribute back to the university and back to the Charlottesville community. So
I think that that's a very unique thing. I think you hear about stories like this occasionally from other schools, but Virginia has this built into the philosophy now, and it's established. I want to point out football, first game, they travel into Nashville, Tennessee to play Tennessee. Virginia then will have JMU in Scott Stadium, then they travel to Maryland, and then they'll host NC State in Scott Stadium. Just your thoughts on that first month of the season, and what does Tony Elliott have to do this summer to get his kids ready so they can be competitive to start the season?
Well, I think anybody that's around sports knows to be the best, you got to play the best. And I think, lining up against Tennessee down in Nashville is, it's a marquee game. It's a great opportunity to expose your program. Hopefully we're taking steps in the right direction and we'll go down there and be competitive. Well, we ought to have a good crowd. There's a large group of Wahoos from Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia even, that can make that trip or come up from the southern states. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout. Anything can happen, but obviously Tennessee has turned their ship around and are playing top-level football in the SEC right now. Then you got a very, very good JMU program, and I can remember George Welsh having nightmares about playing JMU and William and Mary and what they call FCS now. Back then was Division II, I guess, and that it was nothing to gain. But I think right now, to have a challenging schedule early for these kids, I think are going to work hard all summer, and it'll be a reward for them to see how they're doing and how they're progressing. And I feel good about Tony Elliott, and I think his coaching staff is solid, and I really love the defensive coordinator and what he's done with the team on that side of the ball. I know this, they're working hard, and that's what counts. And it's a bunch, as Tom O'Brien told me one time many, many moons ago, 30 years ago, it's a bunch of 18-year-old kids. Anything can happen. So who knows?
Well, one thing, I like number 34, who plays running back, Jack Greasy. He's got the pedigree, and I call him the runaway cement mixer, because if he gets through that first level of the defense, he's pretty fast, but he's also, he rumbles, and he's about 225 now, and I think they better play him. I know Xavier Brown is fast. I think Paris Jones is fast, and everybody's talking about Malik Washington.
Well, Greasy may be a good guy at the goal line where you need to get a yard to get in the end zone.
I want to get down the field so we can score a touchdown, and Greasy can get you yards everywhere.
I think, given the fact that Air Achilles' heel has been the offensive line for the last couple of years due to various things, the transfer portal and kids not playing their final year of eligibility, I think that's going to be a key to our success, key to anybody's success. You got to have an offensive line and a defensive line. I feel good on the defensive side of the ball. The offensive side, you got to see how that line progresses. And when you don't have the guys that are opening those big holes, it pays to have a kid like Greasy who can make his own holes.
So. I agree. Listen, David, we loved having you on tonight. Thank you for jumping in. And we hope you have a great summer and get ready for next fall. We're going to have a field day. We're going to go to break here. We come back, Habbo and I will thank all our sponsors and talk a little bit more about the Olympic sports a little bit, and then sort of prepare everybody for next year. So stay with us. Who's Talking continues.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
In 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit Virginia Athletics Foundation.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces. Whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field. but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Sound Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, everybody should get on the Wahoo Magic Bus, baby. And you talk about a weekend. UVA baseball claimed the Coastal Division title and the number two seed in the ACC tournament, which begins tomorrow.
Virginia plays on Wednesday.
Okay, stop doing that.
Oh.
Stop. You're fired.
Yeah.
UVA lacrosse team crushed those nitwits from Georgetown that were bad-mouthing Virginia in the handshake line after the game. Let me tell you something. After you lose a game, you shake hands and say, good game, and go to your locker room. They were talking trash to the Virginia players.
It's a little late at that stage.
Yeah. The UVA tennis team crushed the number three in the nation, Ohio State Buckeyes, 4-0. And I've watched some of the highlights of that. And let me tell you, the Virginia players had the eye of the tiger. And that was a repeat, and that was the number six NCAA championship for the men's tennis team and the number 33 in UVA athletic history.
That's a big for me because that was my jersey number. So, unfortunately, it may disappear in a week. We may have title number 34, and that's a good segue to David Sloan. Let's start with lacrosse, David, frequent guest of Who's Talking. Happy to have you back. Let me ask you this. Schellenberger had 10 points on Saturday, 6 goals and 4 assists. I'm not the brightest bulb in the shed, so what does that – is that like a 40-point game in basketball? How would you describe that?
Pretty much, yeah. That's a pretty pretty rare air to score 10 points in a lacrosse game. And, you know, he's becoming Reggie Jackson with the Yankees was Mr. October – and Connor Schellenberger is becoming Mr. May.
Yes.
So he seems to save a lot of his best for the month of May.
You know, let's talk about Connor a minute. You were a high school referee in lacrosse. Did you ever referee one of his games?
I did referee a couple of his games when he played at St. Anne's, for sure. Yep. They had a very elite attack at that point in time. And, you know, he originally committed to Hopkins.
What a terrible idea that would have been.
Yeah, I can't remember if Lars Tiffany being hired was the reason he changed his mind or if he just decided he wanted to stay in Seville and play for the Hoos.
You know, I knew a lot of people that follow high school lacrosse very carefully, and they always tell me these hot tips all the time. And I'll never forget, people were talking to me about Connor from years ago because I think he committed when he was pretty young. But I think the thing that I kept hearing was, well, he may not be that big. He's not built very solid. Not sure how fast he is. And, you know, I've watched him over these years, and I believe him, if I'm not mistaken, he just graduated. He's going to come back and play another year because he redshirted. But
right.
I've watched him from the beginning. I said he glides. He has a burst when he needs it, and he has an excellent hesitation move, and he has all the little stickwork tricks known to man. In fact, Paul Carcaterra was interviewing him this weekend, and we saw a special on all the little moves he had, and it was fantastic watching him talk to Carcaterra about that sequence of moves he likes to use. And so when you saw him play way back in the day, did he strike you as a guy that could be essentially the straw that stirs the drink?
Well, I think what Connor brings to the table is just you know, he's got insight into the game way beyond his years, even in high school. And that was what college coaches saw in him, the potential that he had. He's got a keen eye for a feed. He's very deceptive. His, like you just said, he doesn't strike you necessarily as the fastest kid on the field, but he's, you know, he's got these great bursts. He knows when to stutter step. He just knows his way around the crease and, you know, distributes the ball well. And, you know, talking about size, I mean, still the size of these defensemen in D1 lacrosse is pretty amazing these days. But, you know, if you look at the Slim Reaper and Connor Schellenberger on the offensive end for the Hoos, you know, they've both had great seasons. And, you know, and I think Georgetown went to shut the Slim Reaper down, and that's what opened the door up for Connor, and he took advantage of it and made Georgetown pay. So.
Hey, David, let's look ahead to Saturday, 2:30, ESPN2, Notre Dame. How hard is it to beat somebody three times in one year?
I think it's one of the harder challenges in all of sports. Habo, you know what it's like playing in the ACC in basketball. And, you know, to go in there and meet and beat a very solid and hungry Notre Dame team. You know, Kevin Corrigan built that program from the ground up. He's been there 35 years. You know, they want to taste that championship trophy. And you know, they know they got to get, you know, they know they got to face a very good Virginia team. And obviously, I don't think we embarrassed Notre Dame in either one of our games. They could have gone either way. But I think the margin of victory looked a lot bigger than it really was. This is a good lacrosse team. And anybody that follows a game of lacrosse knows it all comes down to the goalie. So, you know, their goalie's playing exceptionally well. Our goalie's playing exceptionally well. I liked what Lars said about making an adjustment on defense against Georgetown and starting to play a little more close-in defense instead of spreading out and making Georgetown's cannons, as they call them, the guys that shoot from pretty far out, make them shoot the ball. And Nunes was picking those up rather well. And that was the difference in that game, is that adjustment Lars made at halftime, in my opinion. So,
right, so Nunes had arguably two of his best games against Notre Dame, and I think he will be the difference, as will Petey LaSala, the faceoff specialist, because if Virginia controls, if they can win the majority of the faceoffs,
yeah,
and if Nunes can see the ball the way he was seeing, particularly in South Bend just a few weeks ago, I don't see why Virginia can't beat those guys again. I don't think the Virginia players are intimidated by the Irish at all. I think the big game is going to be the finals on Monday when Virginia plays Duke again, because that's going to be a slugfest.
Well, and you know that you take them right now. You take them one game at a time, and
that's
focusing
right
on the Irish and knowing what the task is at hand. And you're right; you got to have the ball. Petey LaSala has been as good as anybody all year long. Virginia's had some guys emerge, you know, throughout the course of the season that have taken on different roles than they've had in the past. And, you know, they're a dangerous team. You know, they are loaded on offense. And I think that not taking anything away from Penn State, but, I mean, you know, it's great to have three ACC teams in the lacrosse Final Four. And, listen, you touched on it, Frank, when we, you know, when you started this segment. I mean, Virginia Athletics, I cannot remember a grander time when the athletic program overall, I mean, you got the Kevin Sauer and the women's rowing team.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, they've only won 22 out of the last 23 ACC championships, two national championships. Got Brian O'Connor doing another outstanding job with the baseball team.
Let's talk about baseball.
To the NCAA, you know, lacrosse playoffs. I mean, there's and the kids are graduating at a 95% clip. I think at the last statistic I read. I mean, they're just good kids, and yep, they go to class and they give back to the community. I mean, I just don't think it can get any better. And I only have UVA to look at. I'm not out there comparing it to other schools. I'm sure there are a lot of great programs out there. But I mean, Carla Williams is doing a fabulous job, and I think top to bottom. And I think Tony Elliott's a quality guy, and he's going to navigate the uncharted waters to getting UVA football back on a successful track. I think our coach Mox with the women's basketball team has had an incredible offseason with recruiting and with the transfer portal. Things are in good shape up there at the JPJ and the McHugh Center up there, and the new football facility is going up. It's an exciting time to be a Wahoo.
And I want to point out a couple things real quick with baseball. You touched on it. The player of the year was just announced, Kyle Teal of UVA. He hit .441 this year, and he's a catcher. He's like only the third catcher to ever be named player of the year in the ACC. Virginia had 44 wins going into the tournament. And for Virginia, they don't play on Tuesday. They play Georgia Tech at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, and then they play Carolina at 3 o'clock on Thursday. So it's going to be a very busy week, and Virginia is expected to advance past Georgia Tech and UNC from Pool B to make the semifinals, and anything can happen in the semifinals. I want to point out real quick that a number of people made first team All-ACC in baseball. Jake Geloff, the home run hitter at third base. Ethan O'Donnell, outfielder, made first team. Griff O'Farrell from Richmond, Virginia, and Sade Christopher's shortstop. He's only second year at UVA. First team All-ACC, and of course Kyle Teal at catcher. So,
and they're playing really well. I mean, they swept Louisville at home and then swept Georgia Tech, so they swept their last two ACC series with a couple of non-conference wins in there, so they're playing very well going to the postseason.
All right,
a lot of NCAA Division I baseball teams that would love to win 44 games.
That's right.
Yeah, that's just the school record of 45 that they had won, I think, two or three times previously. But, yeah, another great season for Brian O'Connor and his group.
I would love nothing better than for those guys to get to Omaha again and see what happens. Regardless, they've had a great year, and he's a great coach, and they're great kids. You know, they really are. They really contribute back to the university and back to the Charlottesville community. So
I think that that's a very unique thing. I think you hear about stories like this occasionally from other schools, but Virginia has this built into the philosophy now, and it's established. I want to point out football. First game, they travel into Nashville, Tennessee to play Tennessee. Virginia then will have JMU in Scott Stadium. Then they travel to Maryland, and then they'll host NC State in Scott Stadium. Just your thoughts on that first month of the season, and what does Tony Elliott have to do this summer to get his kids ready so they can be competitive to start the season?
Well, I think anybody that's around sports knows to be the best, you got to play the best. And I think lining up against Tennessee down in Nashville is it's a marquee game. It's a great opportunity to expose your program. Hopefully, we're taking steps in the right direction, and we'll go down there and be competitive. We ought to have a good crowd. There's a large group of Wahoos from Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, even, that can make that trip or come up from the southern states. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout. Anything can happen, but obviously Tennessee has turned their ship around and are playing top-level football in the SEC right now. Then you got a very, very good JMU program, and I can remember George Welsh having nightmares about playing JMU and William and Mary and what they call FCS now. Back then was Division II, I guess, and that it was nothing to gain. But I think right now, to have a challenging schedule early for these kids, I think are going to work hard all summer, and it'll be a reward for them to see how they're doing and how they're progressing. And I feel good about Tony Elliott, and I think his coaching staff is solid, and I really love the defensive coordinator and what he's done with the team on that side of the ball. I know this, they're working hard, and that's what counts. And it's a bunch. As Tom O'Brien told me one time many, many moons ago, 30 years ago, it's a bunch of 18-year-old kids. Anything can happen. So who knows?
Well, one thing, I like number 34, who plays running back, Jack Greasy. He's got the pedigree, and I call him the runaway cement mixer, because if he gets through that first level of the defense, He's pretty fast, but he's also, he rumbles. And he's about 225 now. And I think they better play him. I know Xavier Brown is fast. I think Paris Jones is fast. And everybody's talking about Malik Washington.
Well, Greasy may be a good guy at the goal line where he need to get a yard to get in the end zone.
I want to get down the field so we can score a touchdown. And Greasy can get you yards everywhere.
I think given the fact that our Achilles' heel has been the offensive line for the last couple of years due to various things, the transfer portal and kids not playing their final year of eligibility, I think that's going to be a key to our success, key to anybody's success. You got to have an offensive line and a defensive line. I feel good on the defensive side of the ball. The offensive side, you got to see how that line progresses. And when you don't have the guys that are opening those big holes, it pays to have a kid like Greasy who can make his own holes.
So. I agree. Listen, David, we loved having you on tonight. Thank you for jumping in. And we hope you have a great summer and get ready for next fall. We're going to have a field day. We're going to go to break here. We come back. Habbo and I will thank all our sponsors and talk a little bit more about the Olympic sports a little bit. And then sort of prepare everybody for next year. So stay with us. Who's Talking continues.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
It's tournament time and Mosquito Squad is a proud member of Who's Talking. Mosquito Squad has you covered for all your mosquito and tick control. Most other companies charge extra for ticks, but we don't at Mosquito Squad. No contracts with 100% satisfaction guarantee is why Richmond loves us. We even have all natural options available. New clients receive first treatment for $39. Call the squad at 804-409-2710 or go to mosquitosquad.com and fight the bite.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee
and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back in studio. Frank and Hobbo, Who's Talking, winding down season 14 as we prep for season 15, beginning August the 28th, I believe. And this is show number 493, so we're already making plans for show number 500. It's going to be a special event, and it'll be in early October.
October the 9th.
So we're looking forward to having a big crowd at Friday's Restaurant, one of our great sponsors, to celebrate the longevity of this show. And Frank, I should take this opportunity to thank you for, you have made this happen. I remember when we had lunch back in the spring of 2009 and kind of hatched this idea, and it's come to fruition and probably exceeded both of our expectations through the years. And it's been a lot of fun, and Virginia, through those 14 years, has had a lot of success. As we said earlier, tennis.
Mostly because of us.
Well, that's true. We take credit for all of it. You know, yes. I mean, the program was really in bad shape until we came along. And, you know, they hired Tony Bennett when we came along. So that's helped the basketball program. And we still got a little work to do on football, but we pretty much mastered everything else.
We really have.
Have a great athletic program up in Charlottesville.
We beat the drum for the baseball, the tennis, lacrosse. We've I think some of the interviews we've done for basketball have been extraordinary. I mean, Terry Holland courtside, Ralph Sampson, Jeff Lamp, Lee Raker.
And through the years,
Terry Gates has,
some of the
has
icons,
been a fantastic contributor.
Thanks to you, we interviewed Bill Dudley back in the day when he was
still. And George
still,
Walsh. Don't forget George Walsh.
George. And I said that at regarding Terry Holland, that Coach Holland, Coach Welsh, and Gene Corrigan were three pillars of the current success of the Virginia athletic program. It's hard to believe they're all gone now. But
they've all been on Who's Talking.
They've all been on Who's Talking.
And if you go into their archives at thesaber.com, you can hear all three men. And they were fantastic interviews. They so enjoyed late in their lives to talk about Virginia athletics in such a way where you could feel the passion. Right.
Well, all three were class acts, and they're
great,
missed.
Great
but
men.
They've left a great legacy behind. Speaking of great people, how about our sponsors through the years, not the least of which is Ortho Virginia, who's been with us since day one, along with several others.
Well, the VAF has been with us from day one. And, you know, I talked to Dirk Katz today, and believe it or not, Dirk is stepping down July 31st from his post as the executive director. And he's only spent 31 years working for the VAF all these years.
Yeah, it's hard to believe 31 years. The years slip by rather quickly when you get to a certain age, that's for sure.
And we want to thank Town Bank of Richmond. They have not been with us from the beginning, but it feels like they have, haven't they? They've been a fantastic partner.
Yeah, Kevin Lang and others at Town Bank.
Pat Collins,
the head honcho. We got to always say the head honcho.
Yeah. And Clinical Research Partners, which is new to us as a sponsor partner in Bobby Call. But Bobby Call has been with us almost from the beginning with Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist, and his spinoff company, Clinical Research Partners, stepped up and has a big role. We want to thank our good friends at the Saber. Chris Wright has been with us from the beginning. Hildrip Moving and Storage. TGI Fridays has been with us
for a long time.
Off and on, mostly on. Invictus Sales and Marketing. Paul Collins has been great. Kelleher Heating and Air. And we want to thank Joe Kelleher, who believed in us from the beginning.
And his nephews,
since
Aaron day
Keller,
one.
The Virginia Athletics Foundation, we discussed. Canal Capital Management, Noah Greenbaum has been terrific for the last 5-6 years. Jeff McDonald is relatively new in recent years, but you can feel his passion as you heard him talk tonight. Reynolds' development, I believe, has been with us from the beginning. Yes, Sarge Reynolds.
Sarge has been terrific and very supportive through the years.
Oakley Press, that's Steve Hall and Stephen Harley Martin. Jim Maxwell and Maxwell Associates has helped given us incredible guidance on the IT end of things. And our newsletter has been steadily growing and growing in terms of our following. And then new this year, Mitchell Endoscopy Center, and they've been terrific.
And we both have used Mitchell Endoscopy in the calendar year here in the recent months.
And they
virtually
say I don't need another colonoscopy for 5 years. Woohoo!
And virtually all of those sponsors we utilize ourselves. So if you need their service or product, please call upon them in Ortho Virginia. I know you've had a few surgeries. I have 3 artificial joints, so I have helped Ortho through the years.
And I've got titanium.
I may not be done yet.
I got titanium in one knee. Believe me, I know all about Ortho Virginia. But
and most of our listeners, too. We really appreciate the people that listen to us through the years, and hope that'll continue beginning in August. Skip Shear, our liaison to the station, has been terrific.
Yes, we've overcome all his foibles. And our man from Dudley, North Carolina.
The one and only Linnell.
Linnell, he has a jump shot. I know he has a jump shot. All right, we got to go. See you. Go Hoos.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's Talking continues.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
It's tournament time, and Mosquito Squad is a proud member of Who's Talking. Mosquito Squad has you covered for all your mosquito and tick control. Most other companies charge extra for ticks, but we don't at Mosquito Squad. No contracts with 100% satisfaction guarantee is why Richmond loves us. We even have all natural options available. New clients receive first treatment for $39. Call the squad at 804-409-2710 or go to mosquitosquad.com and fight the bite.
The mission is clear at the Fazen Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Fazen School, the Fazen Behavioral Health Clinic, and Fazen Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FazenCenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Fazen Center at 804-612-1947.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, Class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hopka on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back in studio. Frank and Hobo, Who's Talking? Winding down season 14 as we prep for season 15, beginning August the 28th, I believe. And this is show number 493, so we're already making plans for show number 500. It's going to be a special event, and it'll be in early October.
October the 9th.
So we're looking forward to having a big crowd at Friday's Restaurant, one of our great sponsors, to celebrate the longevity of this show. And Frank, I should take this opportunity to thank you for, you have made this happen. I remember when we had lunch back in the spring of 2009 and kind of hatched this idea, and it's come to fruition and probably exceeded both of our expectations through the years. And it's been a lot of fun, and Virginia, through those 14 years, has had a lot of success. As we said earlier, tennis.
Mostly because of us.
Well, that's true. We take credit for all of it. You know, yes. I mean, the program was really in bad shape until we came along. And, you know, they hired Tony Bennett when we came along. So that's helped the basketball program. And we still got a little work to do on football, but we pretty much mastered everything else.
We really have.
Have a great athletic program up in Charlottesville.
We beat the drum for the baseball, the tennis, the lacrosse. I think some of the interviews we've done for basketball have been extraordinary. I mean, Terry Holland courtside, Ralph Sampson, Jeff Lamp, Lee Raker.
And through the years,
Terry Gates has,
some of the
has
icons,
been a fantastic contributor.
Thanks to you. We interviewed Bill Dudley back in the day when he
and
was
George
still.
And George Walsh. Don't forget George Walsh.
George. And I said that at regarding Terry Holland, that Coach Holland, Coach Welsh, and Gene Corrigan were three pillars of the current success of the Virginia Athletic Program. It's hard to believe they're all gone now. But
they've all been on Who's Talking.
They've all been on Who's Talking.
And if you go into their archives at thesaber.com, you can hear all three men, and they were fantastic interviews. They so enjoyed late in their lives to talk about Virginia Athletics in such a way where you could feel the passion. Right?
Well, all three were class acts, and they're
great,
missed,
great
but
men.
They've left a great legacy behind. Speaking of great people, how about our sponsors through the years, not the least of which is Ortho Virginia, who's been with us since day one, along with several others.
Well, the VAF has been with us from day one. And, you know, I talked to Dirk Katz today, and believe it or not, Dirk is stepping down July 31st from his post as the executive director. And he's only spent 31 years working for the VAF all these years.
Yeah, it's hard to believe 31 years. The years slip by rather quickly when you get to a certain age, that's for sure.
And we want to thank Town Bank of Richmond. They have not been with us from the beginning, but it feels like they have, haven't they? They've been a fantastic partner.
Yeah, Kevin Lang and others at Town Bank.
Pat Collins,
the head honcho. We got to always say the head honcho.
Yeah. And Clinical Research Partners, which is new to us as a sponsor partner in Bobby Call, but Bobby Call has been with us almost from the beginning with Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist, and his spinoff company, Clinical Research Partners, stepped up and has a big role. We want to thank our good friends at the Sabre. Chris Wright has been with us from the beginning. Hildrip Moving and Storage. TGI Fridays has been with us
for a long time.
Off and on, mostly on. Invictus Sales and Marketing. Paul Collins has been great. Kelleher Heating and Air, and we want to thank Joe Kelleher.
Yeah.
Who believed in us from the beginning.
And his nephews,
since
Aaron day
Keller,
one.
The Virginia Athletics Foundation, we discussed. Canal Capital Management. Noah Greenbaum has been terrific for the last 5-6 years. Jeff McDonald is relatively new in recent years, but you can feel his passion as you heard him talk tonight. Reynolds Development, I believe, has been with us from the beginning.
Yes,
Sarge Reynolds.
Sarge has been terrific and very supportive through the years.
Oakley Press, that's Stephen Harley Martin. Jim Maxwell and Maxwell Associates has helped given us incredible guidance on the IT end of things. And our newsletter has been steadily growing and growing in terms of our following. And then new this year, Mitchell Endoscopy Center, and they've been terrific.
And we both have used Mitchell Endoscopy in the calendar year here in the recent months.
I don't need another colonoscopy for 5 years. Woohoo!
And virtually all of those sponsors we utilize ourselves. So if you need their service or product, please call upon them in Ortho Virginia. I know you've had a few surgeries. I have 3 artificial joints, so I have helped Ortho through the years. And
I've got titanium.
I may not be done yet.
I got titanium in one knee. Believe me, I know all about Ortho Virginia.
And most of our listeners, too. We really appreciate the people that listen to us through the years and hope that'll continue beginning in August. Skip Shear, our liaison to the station, has been terrific.
Yes, we've overcome all his foibles. And our man from Dudley, North Carolina.
The one and only Linnell.
Linnell, he has a jump shot. I know he has a jump shot. All right, we got to go. See you. Go Hoos.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations, Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.